It's all over the news. The weekly average of new COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin has hit an all-time high. The latest numbers from the State Department of Health Services show that in the past 7 days, our state has an average of more than 4,100 new tests confirming coronavirus infections every day. It's the Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. Central and northeastern Wisconsin are seeing rising COVID case numbers. It's been happening for more than a month, and health providers are working to manage them. That's what we're talking about now, and you're part of this conversation. Call us at 800-642-1234. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected your community? Have you been sick? Have you needed to see a doctor or gone to a clinic? What have you experienced? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Jesse Titcher is the senior vice president of Aspirus Health System based in Wausau. He also serves as the president of regional markets. Jesse, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Morning, Keeley. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Early this month, COVID-19 hospitalizations in Aspirus hospitals more than doubled. What's the current hospital capacity?
So at Aspirus, we're a regional health system, and we're covering six hospitals across the state of Wisconsin and other four in the UP. This morning, as I look at our numbers, we've got 103 COVID positive patients across our system. In addition to that, we've got another at least 15 who have gone beyond what we would call the infectious period, and they're able to be in regular rooms and not within our specific COVID units.
Because
I was going to say that's up substantially from, you know, a week ago, and even more substantially when you look back a couple of weeks.
Well, and I just wanted to make a note on that point. You have people, we're seeing COVID patients who are technically recovered, they're out of their contagious period, but they're still suffering effects.
Absolutely they are. And as a health system, we take care of them in a variety of ways. We've got COVID-positive patients who are in our skilled nursing facilities that have both recovered or are dealing with COVID. We've got COVID-positive patients within home health. We send patients home with oxygen and pulse oximeters and do follow-up calls, trying to keep them out of the hospital and in their homes where they can recover as well.
Aspirus Wausau opened an additional COVID-19 unit this month because of needing to increase capacity. As cases rise, do you anticipate that you might have to send patients to that field hospital at the State Fair Park near Milwaukee?
So at Aspirus, we're up in the Northwoods and take care of patients that are even further from Milwaukee than we are. So folks all the way from here in north central Wisconsin through the UP of Michigan. So as we look at that, we're thankful the state has that as an opportunity for us. We're trying to use all of our local resources before we resort to that. When patients end up that far from home and their support, it creates a lot of difficulties for them. So, again, we're using home health. We're using all of the beds that we have available to us, all of the staff that we have available to us. And our hope and prayer is that we don't have to use the state-run facility down in Milwaukee. But we're thankful that it's there as an option for us and our patients.
So do you have the ability to increase capacity at your facilities throughout northern Wisconsin then?
So we have a what's called a HERC, and it's a regional coalition of health systems, including our own, to utilize all facilities across the state of Wisconsin, or I should say our region in particular. The HERCs do work across the state. But in our region, we're looking at how we can maximize the use of, again, skilled nursing facilities, hospital beds, maybe some underutilized facilities. And we're using beds that might not normally have been overnight beds, beds that patients would be in for day procedures, those kinds of things. We're maximizing all those that we can across the region first.
And when you revamp hospital space to accommodate COVID-19 patients, how does that affect a facility's ability to provide other routine care or other things you would have provided in those areas?
So at Aspirus, we've made the decision, that and come to the realization that COVID is one disease that we have to deal with, but there are a lot of other diseases that we have to deal with. Patients who are having strokes, patients that are having heart attacks, we need to be able to be available for them. There are patients that are suffering with pain. They need to be able to have their procedures that alleviate that pain. So we've instituted and we utilize, again, all resources we possibly can, including looking at daily at procedures or looking daily at surgeries or looking daily at diagnostic imaging or those kinds of things that are happening to see, do we have the staff, do we have the capacity, and what's going on with our COVID volume. We may make adjustments throughout the day, we may make adjustments throughout the week, but we're trying to do that to be able to continue to provide care to all.
We are talking with Jesse Tischer, who's the Senior Vice President of Aspirus Health System based in Wausau. You're listening to the Ideas Network, and you can call in at 800-642-1234. Have you or someone you know been sick? Maybe you've needed medical care. Were you able to access it? Do you live in a part of the state that's been hit hard by COVID? What can you share? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. And Jesse, cases of COVID-19 have been rising all over Wisconsin, in north central Wisconsin counties this month. What populations are needing medical attention?
So we found, again, as the disease continues to progress, that it's impacting more and more populations. Certainly those who have other illnesses are impacted more broadly by COVID. But we are seeing that younger populations are also being impacted by COVID. As a virus, it's a disease that doesn't discern, but some of the symptoms that come about after you have the disease, is negatively impacted by other diseases you may have. So again, age ranges, we've got just about every age range in the hospital. Certainly older folks, but, you know, again, we've got, as I look at this morning's census, everywhere from people in their 30s to people in their 80s. So, again, quite an age range.
And with that age range, what should we think about with that? I mean, I do still hear people saying, well, it usually affects old people or people who are already sick. And while they have greater risk for more complications, this is affecting people regardless of how old they are, right?
It absolutely is. And I guess the one thing that I'd like to say is I look at the data across, and I'll pick on Marathon County because that's where Wausau is located. But as you look at the numbers and dig into the numbers, if we were to take a look again at the number of active infections that are going on right now, so that doesn't count those who have had the disease and have recovered, but purely active infections right now, in Marathon County itself, we have one out of every 52 county residents have an active infection. In the state of Wisconsin right now, it's one out of every 129. So when you look at that, that's a lot of folks. When you look at the number of tests that have happened, and I went on the Marathon County Public Health website this morning, and I'd encourage the listeners that the Department of Health, Wisconsin Department of Health, shares all of this data. So if folks want to go in, they can go in and look. But our positivity, number of positive tests in the last 7 days in Marathon County is 1,037 out of just shy of 3,000 tests. So that's a 34-35% positivity rate. Now, there's going to be other negatives that get entered throughout the time, out the weeks, et cetera, that'll adjust those numbers. But even if it's half of that, that positivity rate is far too high, far mm-hmm. too high.
COVID-19 cases were low in central and northern Wisconsin earlier this year, early on in the pandemic. How did that time allow Aspirus to prepare for the surge you're experiencing now?
Yeah, so our staff at Aspirus are spectacular, Keely. As we watched what was happening across the nation, we really thought it was coming to Wisconsin and north central Wisconsin in a very rapid fashion. You know, the way we were seeing the images of what was going on New York or San Francisco or in Seattle. And so we scrambled right away in March and April, like the rest of the U.S. And then we in North Central Wisconsin kind of went through a lull. We went through a period of time where we didn't have many patients. In fact, at the time, throughout the summer, we had an 8-bed unit. And for the most part, that handled all of our COVID patients, including those who were the sickest of the sick. So we were able to put together our plans, our policies. We were able to train. But quite frankly, what it has also done is created a bit of complacency for folks in our community. And it's also created a perpetual strain on our employees. But they've done a really good job, the way they're supporting each other. And we are as ready as we can be for the surge that we're getting right now.
Yeah. And I certainly want to get into talking about employees because health systems employ so many people from cleaning crews all the way up to surgeons. I mean, there are so many different jobs there. And we want to talk about how Aspirus is handling employees, keeping employees safe, and also the fact that healthcare workers are just getting the virus. So we are talking with Jesse Tischer, who stays with us, and we'll get into all of that next. Jesse is Senior VP of Aspirus Health System based in Wausau. And we're also taking your calls. 800-642-1234 is the number. What questions do you have about how hospitals are handling the coronavirus? Maybe you are in central or northern Wisconsin. What are you seeing when it comes to the pandemic or healthcare in your part of the state? What do you want people to know? Call us at 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. It's The Morning Show, and this is the Ideas Network. All but two counties in Wisconsin have rates of COVID-19 classified as very high. The state health department reports more people are sick, more people have had to go to the hospital, and more people are dying after getting coronavirus infections. We're learning how one health system is handling the surge. Our guest here on the Ideas Network is Jesse Tischer with Aspirus Health System based in Wausau. And Jesse, thanks again for being with us here on the Ideas Network. I want to ask you about staffing. We just talked about that only briefly. Earlier this month, Aspirus CEO Matthew Haywood announced that more than 100 employees had contracted coronavirus. Can you put those numbers in context for us, provide an update on employee infections?
Sure. We've got between 8,000 and 9,000 employees, about 8,700, again, give or take on any given day. And our employees continue to be face-to-face with the virus every day. We do track the total number that have the virus, but we also track the number who are out on a daily basis, whether they're having symptoms, et cetera. And we're just slightly now above 200 with that number as we stand today. So that's not all of those folks have positive results, but they're experiencing some sort of symptom. And we are cautious and take those folks off of work at this point.
We know healthcare workers are at significant risk. What protocols do you have in place to try to keep the virus from spreading among staff?
Absolutely. We take a significant amount of precautions at our health system. Everything from folks that can, we have working at home. We're spending time in offices trying to do meetings via virtual means if we can. For the staff that are in clinical settings or within any of our facilities, including non-clinical folks, we're wearing face masks all the time, universal face masking in our facilities. We've really restricted the number of visitors in our facilities so that, again, we reduce the potential for contact. We have any of our caregivers who are face-to-face with patients are wearing face shields. Again, we're using architectural blocking if we can, so shields in front of our registrars. Again, all kinds of measures, everything that we can do that allows us to have a safety measure for our patients and employees. We're absolutely working to employ that.
Are you dealing with staff in any way to adjust the number of patients they see or where they operate to kind of make sure that you don't have staff rotating everywhere all the time, making it easier if there's an outbreak to contact trace?
So we do try to assign our staff to similar locations, and we cohort patients to prevent exactly what you're talking about. So that's part of what our COVID units do. Those staff who are in those units caring for COVID patients stay in those units and care for those COVID patients. Again, as a health system, though, we do have to be able to care for all patients, and many of our staff are specialized. So if we need their skills across the health system, they are used across the health system. The ways that we monitor then every single day, each one of us as an employee is attesting to certain symptoms. All of our employees have their temperatures checked before they come in. And again, we protect ourselves and our patients by using a significant amount of PPE, or, you know, the gowns, the masks, the shields, those kinds of things.
What about staffing levels at Aspirus? Are they adequate in this pandemic?
Staffing levels at this point are certainly adequate to take care of the number of patients that we have. We could always use more staff, especially with the number that are out sick. Our staff are working tremendously. They're working significant hours. They are stepping up to the plate, taking care of a few more patients than they typically would. But we've brought in contract staff to help relieve some of the issues that we're dealing with. We've adjusted our units to be able to adjust to take care of the number of patients that we need to take care of. We've had, for instance, some of our CRNAs, or nurse anesthetists is another way to describe them. They've been willing to step up and volunteer to act as intensive care unit nurses, something that they previously might have done before they went on to further their education. So again, we've got folks that are stepping up and helping each other to be able to make sure we meet the needs of the patient.
Jesse Tischer is the Senior Vice President of Aspirus Health System based in Wausau, and we're talking about how Aspirus is handling this, continued surge. It's not just bubbling up now. It's a continued surge of new coronavirus cases across the state, but with Aspirus especially in central and northern Wisconsin. A few employees of the Aspirus Wausau Hospital spoke to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about caring for patients who are dying from COVID-19. They pleaded with the public to wear masks. They stress that they're under. It's just so clear. How is Aspirus supporting employees' mental health during this crisis?
Absolutely. We recognize that, and that's part of the reason we wanted our caregivers to talk to the public. That's why we wanted them to talk. Several of them have been on national news to share that message, because I think it's tough for individuals out in the community who don't see that every day to see the mental toll that this can have on our caregivers. They're seeing patients die who they aren't used to seeing die, and the numbers that are dying. So at Aspirus, what we're doing for our staff is, again, some of those things that we've already talked about with staffing, just bringing in some additional support for them. Some of the other things that I think are just very simple that we do, and that I think that everybody can do, is acknowledge and appreciate. Our caregivers are in taking care of those patients every day. So if you've got a nurse as a neighbor, or an EVS worker as a neighbor, tell them thank you for what they're doing, because sometimes they're the unsung heroes out there. Some of the other things that we at Aspirus are doing, we're developing something that we're calling an employee tranquility room, which is essentially just a place where we can allow our employees to go and allow them to relax, not a break room, but someplace where they can desensitize themselves, but get rid of the stimulus in their mind, and to be able to just be present in whatever they're dealing with at that point, take a little bit of a break. We've got a handful of different resources for our employees. Like, for instance, we've repurposed our wellness coaches, which would typically be used for our employee health program around exercise and those kinds of things. We've readjusted some of the work that they do so our employees can make appointments to work with that health coach, very specific about their individual well-being. What are the issues they're dealing with at home, whether it be the school is now virtual and they need to manage childcare, or they've got a loved one who's sick, or those kinds of things. And then we're looking for other unique ways to allow our employees to de-stress. We've got a great partnership with the Leah Yockey Museum here, and Kathy Foley, the executive director there, came up with an idea to share art kits from the art museum, and she was able to put together a significant number of art kits, and we've now replicated those across the system. Again, just a way for folks to take a break. We've got to be able to allow them to think about things that are impacting themselves other than the patient in front of them all the time.
Yeah, and those are a lot of little things that can make a big difference. What about the big things? I mean, what can lawmakers, other elected officials do to support healthcare systems in Wisconsin?
So I think, again, at Aspirus, we're focused on what's happening with us right in front of ourselves at this point. But I think, again, the continued support to recognize that wearing masks, the social distancing, the requirements, the washing hands, et cetera, all of those are supportive. And I guess I don't want to get into the political debate about whether or not we should mandate masks across the organization. But I think the personal accountability and responsibility are things that are very things that could support us and are supportive of us. The ongoing state support for financial support to make sure that we as healthcare can continue through this. Again, you talked about when we need to shut down or if we have to shut down additional services. That can be devastating to health organizations, and that ongoing support is vital for not only the health system but the employees we employ.
Jesse, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
Jesse Titcher is the Senior Vice President of Aspirus Health System based in Wausau. We talked about how that system is dealing with caring for more people who are seriously sick and the challenges ahead for medicine in our state. Just ahead here on The Morning Show, we speak with candidates for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I'm Keeley Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network.